Hey, what's up, everyone? God bless you. I am Coffee with Pastor E, aka Reflections. I want to bless your life today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you, Father God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you are about to do. Lord, when I release your word, let it impact the people's lives today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You know, the topic of my reflection today is an acronym, IMF. The word comes from Mark chapter 2, verse 2-5. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was laying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." You know, it reminds me of this music behind that you're listening, about a storyline, about a TV show, Mission Impossible. You know, it's Jim Phillips, the actor, and his name was Peter Graves in that show. He was the head of the super secret government agency, the IMF, Impossible Mission Force, and is often given secret anonymous covert missions to attempt. Quite often, they are unmasking criminals or rescuing hostages. He picked his team depending on which tasks needed to be done. One thing is vital on an impossible mission: the mission must be carried out in entire secrecy, often relying on high-tech equipment and elaborate deceptions. You know, those four men were not the super secret government agents like that TV show. But let me tell you, they sure did the impossible mission and completed. They did. I have read this scripture a bunch of times, and I stand amazed how God constantly speaks to me. Reading this scripture in the Word of God tells me a whole lot about these four men, their faith, courage, and determination in fully accomplishing what they set their minds to do was a true testament of their ability in reaching their mission. It shows me that when the chips are down, and when the problems of life try to be an obstacle, I must keep on forward, no matter what we confront. That's called endurance to perseverance. I call them the IMF, Impossible Mission Force. # determined, # courage, # endurance, # perseverance, # God hasn't finished with you yet, # Pastor E. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for that word, that on time word that we have released upon your people. And Lord, I pray that we may be, amen, that impossible mission force, able to conquer, able to go forward, and able to persevere and endure whatever comes our lives, that we may fulfill your purpose in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.